When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum. I'm the host of American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. And guess what, gang? I'm also here with Rodney Thomas Perry. And there's a really funny story about Rodney Thomas Perry that I want to tell you guys about. So everyone, there's a Netflix walkout. You guys know about this?
Yeah.
And then everyone thought it was about Dave Chappelle being Team Turf or whatever. But it's actually, they got word that Rod was going to do a delivery there. And so they all, that's why they were screaming.
Well, it's like when someone farts in the room, everybody walks in, because they know how he smells.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have Whitmer Thomas here today.
Thanks.
How much do you weigh?
170.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Okay.
What? My goal weight, I've told you this.
Yeah, you want to be, you want to.
Like 130.
130, that's too skinny. That's sick.
Wait. If my body gets really skinny, it's going to make my head look bigger.
I don't like
that. That's undeniable. It will look bigger.
That's probably true, but I think it's a bad idea.
Dude. Why?
You'd be too sick. You'd look too sick.
I'd look cool. I would look cool.
Right.
Clay, you know me when I weighed 130 pounds.
I said, dude, you got to keep this weight. Here.
You said, wait, you look cool.
You look cool. And then the next day, you gained a pound, and I go, everything I said yesterday, I take back.
And you called me an ugly bitch.
I said fat, so.
Clay, that's mean.
Explain how.
You can't call people names like that.
What name?
What name?
Fatso. You can't call
Rod!
People. Rod, come on. Just because he's over 130 pounds.
Yeah. That hurt my feelings.
Oh. I didn't think about it like that.
Well, you need to park yourself.
Before you...
shart yourself.
Yep.
Excuse me?
You need to park yourself before you shart yourself, man. I know you, Rod looks for... Ooh, Rod goes, ooh, this might be a shart. Unless it rip. Hoping that he can walk around in that mess all day.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to make a real mess back there.
Ooh, here we go.
Might be a shart.
Ugh. Every time Rod looks down, I go, Rod, what's wrong? He goes, I wish I could shit myself.
Wait, what the hell is this?
It's like, yeah, I was just saying what you said the other day to me. And he was dressed up like a little boy with a little hat with a propeller and a big lollipop, like an overly sized lollipop. And he was wearing a sailor suit that kids would wear.
Lenny, let me ask you guys a question. Because
you just gave him COVID. Obviously, he's sneezing around you because you got your COVID bag on you.
No, I didn't give him COVID. I don't have a COVID bag.
You do, and you just gave it to Lenny, and he just sneezed. God, you gave him cat COVID.
Yeah, that's the worst type of COVID. Sorry, Rod, for getting my feet near you.
That's okay.
What do you guys do in the situation where somebody's walking and they just fall?
Push him over? Oh, let me... So, I'm going to let you finish.
When someone's walking, and it's like a young, able-bodied person, and they, like, fall down.
Push them over? Oh, sorry. Just continue.
They just fall down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Oh, that's because I pushed them over.
You didn't push them over. They just tripped and fell.
I probably go...
You don't know them. They're a stranger.
Oh. It's they fell down on their own.
On their own time.
Oh, then there's only one thing to do.
What?
You look them in the eyes and you say, stay down.
Yeah, you got to establish
either that or you laugh at them.
You say, excuse me, do you need some help? That's what I think I do.
So, okay, so what I do is I go, oh my God, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I don't help them unless they ask.
Yeah, you don't want to touch somebody.
Okay, so I was spinning out about this the other day because someone fell down, they tripped over a curb and fell on their face.
Yeek.
And they were laughing when they fell.
Uh-huh.
But it did look like it kind of hurt. I was like, oh my God, are you okay? But I was like, fuck, are you supposed to, like, get down and, like, pick them up?
Yeah.
Really?
Carry them to their car.
No, I don't think you can touch somebody until unless they ask for help.
Especially in the world of
Rod, that sounded rehearsed.
At least I read that in a pamphlet. Court ordered pamphlet.
Yeah.
No, I just mean like you don't want to grab somebody, especially after they've fallen.
From experience.
No.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me. I've seen some people fall. It's a trip to just be walking and then you fall down.
I've honestly never seen that.
You've never seen that?
I've never seen people fall in public.
Holy shit.
Because if you do that around me, you won't be able to live it down.
People really watch how they walk around you.
Oh, look at this. Folly's entering the fucking coffee shop. What's up, Fall Guy?
Folly? What's up, Folly?
What's up, Folly? Hey, Fall Guy, you want some coffee, Fall Guy?
Yeah, here, I'll give you coffee. Maybe sit down before you take a sip. I don't want you to fall on it. Yeah, burn yourself. You bitch.
Fucking bitch. It's a guy.
A boy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was in Highland Park. Someone fell down. I felt bad for him. Ooh, I felt bad.
Probably because of the heat. Y'all don't have shade over there.
Do you ever think about getting some shade trees over there?
We got plenty. I was sitting in shade.
I don't know, dude. Y'all don't have shade in Highland Park.
We got shade. What makes you say that?
I don't know what you're talking about either.
I just have experience when I walk around Highland Park. Not enough trees.
There's a lot of trees in Highland Park.
No, I feel like there's not very many trees over here in Silver Lake.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm tree rich over here either.
Well, what are you comparing?
We got almost no trees in Glendale.
I have some trees. Lenny, stop biting me. It's not playtime.
Where are your trees? Name one tree.
Oh,
you used to have trees that got chopped down.
That's true. So I'm turning it. It's turning into Highland Park over here.
You also got a lot of palm trees, which are basically the worst type of tree.
They're sucking the juice from the soil.
Also, your backyard, not much shade, except for the shade of your place.
There's some built shade where you can relax.
What? You call that shade, dude?
You don't call that shade?
I don't mind sitting in the sun, man. No, there is shade because when I had COVID, I tried to get tan, and there was only a certain amount of time when I could tan back there.
It seems like your house probably gets in the way a lot.
Of the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Clay, you lie.
Yeah, I'm
for that I hit.
Oh,
I feel like your old place had more sun.
It did. It got hot on that.
No.
On that balcony?
You're talking about Toby. Your old son.
My son Toby?
Yeah, that you kind of like gave up on?
Yeah, he's my old son. I got a new son coming though, who's pretty cool. I just ordered him.
Kevin? You ordered a son?
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin?
Toby, he's my old son.
Yeah. Toby's done.
I got a new son named Kevin coming in the mail. UPS.
Listen, Toby, I got a new place. There's enough room for you.
Ain't gonna be no more room for you, Toby.
Toby, Kevin, you gotta get out. In, but time for you. You're grown now.
Kevin's coming in, and he comes with some DVD collections.
Yeah. Lenny keeps biting my cord.
And he's got a Nintendo.
Lenny is like, he's getting. We do a thing now. It's called Treat Hallway.
Treat hallway.
Take a handful of treats and you throw it down the hallway and it scatters everywhere.
Uh huh.
And so, plus.
So, what made you think of the name Treat Hallway?
I don't really know. Sometimes it's just these things.
Oh, it's a really good name for that.
Yeah. And so, you take the treats, you toss them down the hallway, and they scatter, and it turns on his hunting and gathering type of animal instincts. And so after that, he gets all bitey because he feels like he's a freaking hunter now.
Do you think that's really
But
what's
I get the same
on?
Way when I listen to Joe Rogan. I feel like a hunter and I get all bitey.
Or when you smell a 7-Eleven hot dog.
That's true. I get all bitey after that.
When was the last time you had one of those puppies?
Dude, it's been so long since I've had a dog, dude. It's pissing me off. And
you want to go to Costco and buy you a dog? Buy you guys both dollars.
Dude, I bet
Costco.
It's like a fucking dollar too.
It's $1.50. And you get
what is going on?
Do you have
on
a Costco
there?
Membership?
Yeah,
you
I got
don't
one.
Need it. It's
how
outside.
Often do you go there?
I just got it because it was on sale.
You don't need a membership to get the dog.
No, you do need a membership
how
to get a dog.
How much does it cost?
Now.
What do you what happened?
I think I got it for like $40. It's normally like $60.
A year?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine needing anything from Costco.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it.
You don't need 500 rolls of toilet paper?
No.
I think I'm going to buy...
How do you wipe your ass, dude?
I think I'm going to buy shampoo and maybe underwear.
But you had to, like, they come in tubs, right?
How do you figure out how
to
weave underwear into any conversation?
Exactly.
When was the last time you ever talked to me about underwear?
You're always talking about your
underwear. Our favorite things to sniff that are not ours. I said other. Well, I said favorite, when someone orders a really good food.
Well, Clay always has that list of my favorite things to sniff that are not mine. And it's usually like flowers, a nice meal.
But he's always trying to make us play family.
And Rod is always trying to interrupt with his list, which is just one thing.
Yeah, it's the number one answer. So what?
So what?
So what? What did you go see?
Well, I was with you.
Oh, sorry.
Rod was in jail.
Right.
Why'd you go to jail? Oh, Rod went to jail because I released a track onto Bandcamp that I delete on Friday.
You're going to delete it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it needs a... I'm going to actually release it. This is just something
that
music
people
do.
Sorry, sorry. You're going to turn it into an NFT, I forgot.
Right. I'm going to sell it.
Good.
It's
all about making that money, dude.
But I released a song and it got Rod a little horny. I had to spend some time in Rutgers.
Yeah.
They sent me to Rutgers for the weekend. Just the weekend, though.
Your old buds at Rutgers.
Yeah.
So... Rob was behind bars, but me and Clay went to Highland Park.
Yeah.
To the Lodge Room.
Oh, yeah.
Never been.
Yep.
Have you been?
I've never been to the Lodge Room before.
It's cool.
Never been in that building before.
It's cool, huh?
What is it?
It's okay.
What's your problem with it?
It doesn't have an outdoor area where you can take your mask off and talk to your friends.
You can walk outside.
But then you had to, like, come back in and show all the shit. And also, you can't bring a beer outside.
Shit. I'm like, Rod.
I don't like to show shit.
That's you not, love showing
no,
shit.
No, that's not a thing I do.
It's Rod calls it showing is soiled.
No.
But they got a dog laying on a table there.
That wasn't the venue. That was some. Was it the venue's?
It's the dude, yeah, who works at the venue.
There's a
the
venue dog.
Well, he wasn't at the show. The dog
he
wasn't
says
at
he
the
usually
show.
Runs the door. Hmm? So... And there's a big dog laying on a table for the guy running the merch.
What kind of dog?
A golden retriever that was black.
Beautiful.
Never seen a dog like that.
That sounds like a beautiful dog.
It was really nice. We went to see La 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 La.
Yeah.
Legendary young band from Chicago.
They're...
And British world.
A bit British, isn't it?
She's a bit British. Lily.
La La La
From La 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 La. I think her name's Lily West.
Can I say... But... Do you not agree with me?
Related to
this outdoor area,
Chicago.
I went to the Permanent Record Roadhouse.
Yeah,
80% of that place is an outdoor area to drink and talk to your friends.
Yeah, it's great,
maskless.
But that's incredible. Like a bar,
incredible venue.
It's like
that place,
a bar too, though, and probably mostly a bar. Right. Did you see the show inside?
Yep,
that's cool. Yeah, I mean that's a great venue. Go check it out. And it's a great bar. It's got booths. It's
and
got
a lot,
all stuff.
I met with a friend today that went to the other show that I went to. I saw Chris Cohen on the Friday, and he was there too. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I had this experience on both shows. There's something about that venue where if someone's having a conversation in that room, you can hear it louder than the music.
Oh, clear. Clean as day.
What is going on there? Is there no, like, echo? Did they, like... Echo proof the whole place so the music doesn't bounce off the walls.
Well, I think what I'm doing my show there on December 1st, and so I'll really have to encourage people to
shut the fuck up.
Shut up,
yeah.
Rod. You like yelling at people, so maybe you can.
Yeah, I'll go there and I'll yell at everyone for you.
But so what happened was the lineup was a really cool musician, Pascal, then a DJ. I can't remember the name of the dude. Baths, who was cool, but Baths went in between a band and then the main band.
And you know, like a DJ set, you don't have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's a thing that you talk over. And I think that got everyone in a chatty mood.
So everybody just was talking through the whole show. It was a great show, but everybody was just chatting about,
what's up? I haven't seen you in 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think last time I saw you was before. Oh my God. What was the last 2 years? LOL, LOL.
That's a good point.
I hate wearing masks.
That's.
Yeah, so I talked a little bit.
Trying to think of all the other things.
What you been working on?
Yeah.
It was your mom who was there, too. You were talking to your mom.
Yeah, I was wondering what she was been working on.
Your mom was just asking. Oh, you were asking your mom.
I was like, what have you been working on? She goes, chili. a chicken salad.
Chili, chicken salad. But you know we have Uber in Alabama now.
Yeah. What's some hot Alabama gossip she would talk about?
She would just talk about Zaxby's, and I know I've gone over this before. Oh, yeah.
My dad's same thing with Publix.
You know we got a Publix on here, right?
Oh, ooh, Publix. Yeah, I'll drive all the way to Publix in Orange Beach. I don't care. It's good produce. Hey, do y'all have fresh fish right now? You got fresh snapper? No? Yeah? All right.
Can I? I know this is not a gripes episode. I have a lot of gripes.
What's that?
When you order a beer, like a stinky IPA, like mm-hmm. I like to drink, they give you a cup, and they fill it up to the top. I mean, absolutely to the top.
Yeah.
If you breathe a little too heavy, the thing's going to tump over.
Right. And Clay was shaking that night because he heard, I heard Rod might get out of Rutgers.
Yes.
So he was kind of was shaking really all shaking. Night.
And I did do a big spill.
Oof.
You did
a big
spill?
And then I went to the bar, and I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Can I grab, like, a lot of napkins? And he gave me the look of, like, what are you, stupid? And he pointed right in front of me, and they're napkins. But they're black napkins.
That's a good name for a band.
I can't tell where this is.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm dumb, right? And he goes, yes, you are. I go, what did you say to me?
And you started crying.
He said, you said it. I agreed.
And you said, you hurt my feelings.
I said,
and he goes, I don't care.
I go, you should care.
You should care
because I've done, you know how many years of service I've done for you to have this job?
And Clay pointed at him. He raised his finger and he said, I've been nothing but good to you.
The people that I fought said they didn't want people to work at bars. And I fought for you to have a bar job.
Mm-hmm.
And he saluted me and he said, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
And I said, you know, don't apologize to me. Apologize to America. And by apologizing to America, I mean enlist in the army.
Yep.
And he did. And
now he's in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a
powerful story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, La 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 is taking the stage.
Right. And everyone could hear
after
the
fucking 2 hours of the loudest DJ playing techno. He's basically playing the soundtrack to Enter the Void.
And people were chatting. You know what I love about La 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 other than the music? I just like a band. Smart move, career move, where you make a band name that a baby can say really good.
Right. Because if the baby accidentally turns on Siri and
a baby might
start doing baby talk, then it's gonna get you some plays.
La 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 has a lot of plays on Spotify because babies are always saying shit to their Alexa.
Exactly.
La 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 la. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It works.
La 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 takes the stage. Lily says, "We're gonna play the album." I say, ooh, I love the album. The new album? Oh, my God. You heard this crap? Well, you did, because I was with you. Yeah. Rod, they don't let you bring your Walkman to prison.
No, they said that I had to leave my Walkman at home.
Yeah. That's crazy, because you go so much, you'd think that they would be cool with it, because they know it's like...
Well, they don't. They say they don't know what's on there, and I can't bring it with me.
Could be porn CDs. Yeah.
Could be listening to pornos on my Walkman.
That makes sense. Anyway, she takes the stage. It's sounding really good. It's a fun show. It feels like, and La 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 is from Chicago, but it just kind of...
Just a heads up what we got. We're 18 minutes in, so...
What?
I'm going to need you to fill with the show. This is a new thing we're trying with music?
Well, no, we're trying with any event.
We're just trying
any arts and culture that isn't movies.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do no more movies because I don't like spoiling these things. Especially when I want people to buy tickets to go see the movies. Because movies are back.
Movies
like Tom
are back.
Cruise said.
Tom Cruise was right 2 years ago.
They need to re-release Tenet.
You want to see that in the theaters?
Yeah, I saw it at a drive-in.
I kind of want to see it.
I hate drive-ins. I don't see it now. Right now.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Unless it's like something like fucking a movie you liked as a kid that you don't really care about the...
And you already kind of know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a drive-in. You go and you sit in the back of a truck and you smoke cigarettes.
That's not how this drive-in is, though. That's a Santa Barbara drive-in. That's a blast.
Yeah, you can
eat a burger.
Eat a burger. It's great.
Yeah.
I didn't go to any of these fancy drive-ins down here, though.
The one I went to wasn't fancy at all.
Tiki one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so yeah, they take the stage, and this shit is good. Uh-huh. What are you thinking? I moved to the other side of the room because I couldn't really hear it too well on the, y'all's side.
Yeah. They had a saxophone player.
Loved that.
I go, why are you hiding the saxophone player? Get up front and get
out front in the spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to think if there's anything else I can complain about.
I liked it.
Can we, for a second?
What?
Let's just see what a song would be like without a fucking fog machine.
I was going to say the fog was cool.
You don't like a fog machine?
Sometimes it's just like the songs are, you know, constantly going, people constantly talking, fog everywhere. I think I was just having a sensory overload.
Yeah.
But I went to a show, not to like interrupt your la 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 la.
Well, we're going to get to your show.
Okay.
But go ahead, talk about it.
Well, I would just want to compare and contrast, because I went to a show 2 days later, which is basically easy listening music. Just like, I don't even think of it. I don't know another artist to get across how easy listening this stuff is. No light show. My man I think he turned on house lights.
Yeah.
To play. And he was playing his guitar at a level, like, if I was playing a guitar in my apartment in the middle of the night, the same level he played, no complaints.
Whoa.
Just absolutely quiet. And you can tell people really enjoyed it by how much they talked.
Yeah, see, my thing is, I kind of want to say, like, if you're going to be really quiet, put some chairs in there.
Yeah.
Let people sit down.
I think the show would have been... I enjoyed myself at that show, but... yeah, just put up chairs. If you're this easy listening, just put up chairs.
See, yeah, I was standing... When I was watching La La La, I was over on the other side with a bunch of her pals, Lily's pals, having a good old time. And what I thought was fun about it was that they kept bringing up special guests to sing songs.
Dave Grohl?
I wish. Christian Lee Hudson went up on stage and did it.
Kenny Chestnut?
I fucking wish. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of Joey Chestnut?
No.
That's the hot dog.
No, no, the country star, the country singer, Kenny Chestnut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Joey Chestnut, he's the guy who eats all the hot dogs.
No, you're thinking of Clay Tatum. Go off.
Christian did a good Ben Gibbard impression.
Yeah. Sound just like the man. I had no idea what that was. He on the album?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Clay, you got to listen to some new music. New indie rock.
You know I'm surfing that, like, fucking summer lo-fi Spotify playlist.
What are those Spotify playlists called nowadays?
I'm going to see what they recommend me.
I used to listen to those every now and again, but now I just feel like...
You know, they're just made for department stores. I mean, no one really listens to them.
I just want to be one of these artists that... my music plays after every
suggestion,
every album I listen to. Like, no matter what album I listen to of Bob Dylan's, Lucinda Williams plays afterwards.
Huh.
How do you get there in Spotify?
Well, okay, so...
You gotta work the algorithm?
You know, they have classic ones. I guess so. They have classic playlists called Bedroom Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have another one called My Life is a Movie. Interesting. And then one that I can't understand at all called Pumpkin Spice.
No.
Yeah, Pumpkin Spice.
Who is that? Like, Michelle Branch?
Good fall music.
Or is that like Lizzo?
No, no, no. You're going to love this. Phoebe Bridgers is on there.
Okay.
Bon Iver, also known as Bon Iver.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I can find another one. Because a lot of these never heard of. Coldplay. I guess, like, sometimes it gets a little colder in fall.
Yeah.
God. Who listens to this?
Coldplay. How about Hot Play?
Hauser? Hauser's on here.
Hot Stop?
Hot Stop is a good name. Hoser? Wait, who was that? Hosier?
Hoser?
Hoser. Hoser?
What's their hit, though?
Drag me to church.
I don't know.
Take me to church?
Doc,
that's take me to church?
Yeah.
Ow.
Who else?
I've moved on.
Oh.
Oh.
Rostrum? I bet you Rostrum is on there.
What's Rostrum?
The dude from Vampire Weekend. He started his own solo band, and it's a hit. It's an absolute hit.
He's got a second hit on his hand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oops, got another hit on my hand.
It's pretty cool that some people have two hits.
Hit bands?
Yeah.
Well, I think once you get the one, it makes the other one easy. It's like that fella from Fun.
Is he in more than one band?
The lead singer of Fun, he was in that one band. I can't remember the name of it. The Format, I think is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
And then he went on to be in Fun with that other fella, Jack Antonoff.
Yeah.
And then the dude Nate from Fun, the singer, he quit. He was like, "I'm out of here. This is
not fun.
I want to go solo."
I'm genuinely surprised by this Fun knowledge you have.
Oh, because I just watched a video about it. He said, "I want to go solo, my guy. I'm the voice of Fun. Time for me to go
I'm
solo.
The voice of Fun.
I'm Fun." So he goes solo, and people are like, "We're sorry, pal. This is not what we want." He did a duet with Pink.
That's not what people wanted from Fun.
People don't want that from Fun, They want him to sing about being young. Anyway.
Oh, I love that song you did. Huh. Said, "I'm 12, where's my
milk?
Play-Doh."
Yeah.
And then Jack Antonoff, he goes and does his own version of just the song about being young in 700 different kinds of ways.
You know, the name starts with Jack and it ends in off.
He's
definitely my favorite singer who's got Jack off in his name.
Oh, Lenny just jumped over the cliff.
Anyway, Jack Antonoff went and did Bleachers, and now he's a big hit. I'm just saying, Nate is like might feel bad because his solo shit wasn't as popping as Fun, but he already had his second thing. That was a hit.
Three things seems like too many.
Yeah.
You can't get three.
Yeah.
Right? Two is enough.
Two is enough, man.
And sometimes you're not gonna be as big as Fun.
Yeah.
Remember how big Fun was?
We are young.
People love that crap.
What was the one about the Kicks? Or is that another band?
That's Foster band. The People.
Right.
All them little kids with them pumped up kicks. Better run. Run and
faster than my bullets.
Oh, of course, Rod knows what they're running.
Yeah, Rod knows. Yeah.
That's the song.
Yeah, well.
Which one's Imagine Dragons?
They got all the hits. Thunder, build the thunder, lightning and thunder. And then they got, "It's time to be a gear." Yeah.
You know, I wrote that.
You wrote it?
That's
pen and paper.
What's pen really and paper? Good.
I never heard of that either. I didn't say that either.
He put the pen to paper.
Yeah, pen to paper.
So
you wrote the song.
Well, do you like that live music is back, Clay?
I've never liked live music, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for it now either. But I'm getting more used to going out and seeing people. Why a venue needs to have an outdoor area where you can drink beer and talk to your friends, because that's what I like about shows.
I kind of didn't like shows, and then I went to Ty Siegel. That was like maybe a month ago.
You didn't invite any of us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I went to Ty Siegel, and it was so loud, and he just fucking rocked, and it was so much fun.
This lodge room? Doesn't really get that loud.
Oh my god.
Unless you're a fucking DJ.
It was at a theater.
That's cool. Terra Grand Ballroom?
Yeah, yeah.
That place is cool.
That place also doesn't have outdoor area. So.
Clay, it seems like you just want to hang out and talk to your friends.
You exactly. Go to a weird outdoor area in the
you ever go to
in
a
the front?
You ever go to a comedy show where there's no hangout area?
Yeah.
And you ever think to
yourself, and you can like you're saying a hangout area where you can ditch the show and talk for a second
to your friends
for 2 hours.
I mean, I don't go to shows like that. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Sometimes you just find yourself ending up at a thing like that.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I used to always say that it doesn't matter what the band is, unless it's Blink-182 or
Cake.
Cake. I'm like six songs in, I'm always like, I could go at any point. Yeah. And then, but all these shows I've been seeing lately, I'm like, I'm here till the end. Having fun. Yeah. I don't want this shit to end.
What other shows are you
I saw for? Fred Armisen Largo show maybe a month ago, where Amy Mann came out and played for a long time. I could have sat there and watched that shit forever.
Uh-huh.
Having a blast.
What other shows?
Seen a bunch of shows at Largo. The Watkins Family Hour, that was really fun.
That sounds like a podcast.
Nope, it was like a bluegrass show. The La 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 show. Ian Sweet. Charlie Hickey.
Who's Charlie Hickey?
Charlie Hickey's a singer-songwriter.
I went to
He's
Ian
a dream,
Sweet.
Dream boat singer guy.
I went to Ian Sweet. Whip performed on it.
Yep.
It was fun. It was also really cool to see Whip with his full band.
Thanks, Rod.
Do you think you'll...
Nicest thing you've ever said.
I've probably told you that there, but...
Oh, thanks.
He's probably going to beat the shit out of you after this.
Yeah,
just
you
to make
said
up
it
for...
after you beat me up and you felt bad.
Yeah.
No, but I was actually wondering if you're going to do more full band stuff.
Probably have like some songs towards the end of my set at Lodge Room that have a full band. But it's hard to do... I don't really necessarily know how to like do stand-up with a full band yet.
Can I tell you how to do it?
What?
If it was up to me,
yeah,
I'd start my CNN bit about how like mainstream media is like.
Well, they basically take anything you say.
Yeah, then in the behind me, I'll have a drum go boop boop da boop boop da. Then I'll have a bass guitar go boom 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 boom, and then have a guitar go na 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 na. Na 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 na. Then everyone chants fake news. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
People yelling.
Na na na. Do what net? Do not net. And then I go into my Nanette act, which is word for word.
You do word for word Nanette.
Nanette.
Yeah.
And then after that. Fake news. Na 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 na.
When some of your fake news, one of my favorite fake news bit of yours is it's where you're like, yeah, I could literally be like, I drank some they'll be CNN will be like reporting live Clay Tatum just drinks horse fluid. Exactly. and I'm like, yeah, it's called water.
Exactly. And then everyone chants Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Suck on a lime. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Do Nanette again.
And then you do the whole Nanette show again.
It's another 45 minutes.
Yeah,
an hour.
I might do that.
So I'm just saying, you can have that if Thanks. You want to. I did it at the Forum.
Three nights in a row.
About an hour ago.
Right. Well, that was your last show.
Yeah, of this hour.
Yeah, you do a nice afternoon show at the Forum.
Well, you
yeah.
do 6 hours a day. Six shows a day sold out.
Gotta make money somehow.
Have you ever do you know that that's what Broadway people do? It's like two shows a day. Ugh. Forever? Sold out?
Yeah.
When do these people
Do they make
sleep?
Money off of that? Is that like...
They must.
Does that make more... Do you make more money doing Broadway compared to like, mid-budget movie? Like a movie
must.
That's like studio?
Dude, tickets are so fucking expensive. You gotta make money.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that they make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on who you are in a mid-budget...
I'm Clay Tatum.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of star power, so I'm saying you probably
What
won't
the be. Hell? Hey,
okay.
Right, you drafted wow. the golden one.
Like, you could beat me up every day like you have been, but, like, nothing will hurt more
have
than
you ever
what you just
seen,
said.
You know, he has, like, a pretty solid IMDb.
My star meter's been going up, dude, so...
It's been going up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys keep
number,
track
I'm number four?
Meter? No?
Number four?
Yeah.
Where are you, Whit? If Clay's number four.
I'm number three.
You're one more than Clay?
No offense, Clay.
Clay, are you really checking your star
yeah.
meter?
Yeah, I'm checking my star meter right now.
Did they just put that on the regular IMDb, or do you need the pro?
That's right. You
don't
need
know.
The pro. I don't have pro.
I downloaded pro so I could try to get pictures taken off of my IMDb.
Unless you have
There's
pictures.
There's stuff on there. I don't want no damn pictures on there.
I don't want.
I don't think I have a credit.
You do on Stone Quackers. You gotta.
I think it goes to somebody else.
Rod.
That ain't true.
That's not true. I don't like when you lie to me. But you already knew that.
Well, I'm not trying to lie to you.
I don't know where my star meter is anymore.
Yeah, I don't know where the star meter is at all.
I don't know if you can get it through the mobile.
Oh, maybe you need to be on your lappy.
So what's up, dude? What do you rate the show?
Well, hold on, I gotta get to the end.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know there was
an. They did an encore, and here's what I love. They did the Blink-182 style encore, where they say, we're gonna walk off stage, but we're gonna come back and actually play a couple
Can I
songs.
Say something about that? Like,
what's up?
Can we retire that? I mean, not retire that as a bit, which is like, they're just saying,
that's the way to do that.
Yeah, that's the way
to do it.
If
you're gonna do that.
If you're gonna do it, that's the way you do it. But can we just retire that?
The encore?
Yeah. Like, stop, people.
Why do they? What started an... I would never have an encore as a comedian.
I would have encore.
Yeah. I would don't... Maybe... But what if it was a real encore? Like, you walked off stage and
if,
you had
like,
no intention
stop,
of playing.
They just couldn't stop clapping for you. And they were so happy that they just saw you.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I'll do one more because they're so happy that they saw me. Right? That's the idea.
It'd be really hard to gauge if it's a sincere...
Like, if people just kind of kept clapping for, like, 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, okay, well, I was going to leave, but now I'll do another one because they had such a fun time. Do you think a show ever goes so poorly that they don't do the encore?
They gotta.
Uh-oh, I'm up 36,870 this week.
That's cool.
It's pretty good.
What'd you do?
I went from...
No, what happened that made you go up?
I don't know. I saw a hot girl. I knew Rod would like that one more.
You know what I gotta say? Sometimes you're walking down the road feeling down, then all you see a hot girl, just brightens your day.
Exactly.
Wow.
Doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brightens my day.
But I'll give the Lala. I thought I had an absolute blast. They could have done three encores. I would have loved seeing that fucking shit.
Hey, watch your mouth, dude.
I would have. So anyway, 10 out of 10 for me.
That's pretty good.
What do you give it, bitch?
Me?
No.
What's the number? What's the number out of?
10.
And what would be like the highest score?
10.
I guess out of 10?
Yeah. Probably do 10. What?
Out of 10?
Yeah. I'll probably do 10. 2-10 is what you say?
I'll probably do 10.
Oh, good. 10. And how many yeah-yeahs?
2, dude.
You give 2 yeah-yeahs?
Is that, does that mean...
4 yeah-yeahs?
4 yeah-yeahs? Yeah-yeah.
Yeah-yeah.
No. Yeah-yeah-yeah-yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 yeah yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Or no, that's one. That's 2 yeah.
That's
yes.
2 yeah yes.
Yeah. So
4 yes.
4 yes.
No. 4 yes. Yes. 2 yeah yes.
Yeah, yeah. I give it 3 Barack Obamas and 4.
How many Barack Obamas do you give it?
3.
Just the one.
You only give it because there is only one. There can
only
be one.
There can only be one Barack Obama.
I give it a Bauhaus. Definitely 1 Bauhaus.
Wow.
And 3. Or 4 Barack Obama.
What does Barack Obama say? Let me be clear.
Let me be clear here.
Is that what he says?
We will not be prudent. That would not be prudent.
No. No, that's not what.
Does Barack Obama remind you of your dad?
No.
Sometimes you know.
My dad would love hearing that because he's a proud Democrat. Hey, buddy. Yeah, me. I'm a proud Democrat.
He says that to you?
Yeah, he says it. It's awesome. It's like, my dad's punk, dude. He goes, "Poo down here, Baldwin County, proud Democrat."
Yeah.
So, Rod, what do you give it, the show?
Well, I didn't get to go to the show, but I do trust my friends.
Are you going to listen to her music next time you go to jail?
Well, they don't let me listen to the music in jail, but I will listen to her music this week.
Okay.
Check it out.
La, 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 la. I think the album's called I Want the Door to Open.
And I'm going to go ahead and give the show a 10 out of 10.
Sounds like Rod and
Trust my
women's
friends.
Restroom.
Yeah. You know what I appreciated most about the show? She played the full album. I thought that was cool. Or she played most of it or something. And she just then she came back and played some old.
In order of the songs, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I thought that was sick as fuck. That's a cool thing to do.
Don't like.
Until you become like a legacy act.
Don't legacy bands kind of do that sometimes, though?
That's annoying.
Like sometimes like a band like Weezer will like, okay, we're only doing the Blue Album.
Oh, well, one of their old albums. That's cool.
They're not doing a no. They're not doing a new album. No, no. They do Pinkerton. They do the Blue Album.
It'd be crazy.
So they put their new album, the Brown Album, aside.
Yeah.
Can't believe they never made a Brown Album. You gotta do it, Clay. It's got a toilet on the cover. It's so brown.
Clay, make an album.
I'll make an album. I'll do Weezer covers. Call it the Brown Album.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I think it'd be a hit.
There's a band that made just a Weezer style album. And it's called like Weezer Backwards or something.
What? That sounds confusing.
And they just wrote songs that are like in the style of the good Weezer album. The one that everybody loves. And people really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
I give it a 10 out of 10 too. I just now listened to it.
I'll go listen to it, and I'll probably give it a 10.
I can't remember what it was called, the band, but it was good. Good stuff. So, what did we learn today?
What do you think of
the
new
format?
We
need to go to see more music shows to keep this act up?
No, we just need to do
more things. What else did you guys do?
I feel like I've been doing a lot. I went to San Diego. Literally no. Why? What's up? Oh, you took the fucking train.
I took the train to San Diego.
God, dude, that's a dream.
What did you do there?
We just hung out in Ocean Beach, had a nice time.
Who'd you go with?
This is my friend Darcy.
Darcy, huh? And you treat her kindly?
Yeah.
Darcy sounds like a name that you would have in like an old Dick Tracy type.
It's Darcy, see?
Yeah, like an old
Is she from like a long time ago?
Is she from the 1940s?
She's from New Jersey, yeah.
No, but is she from a long time ago or like nowadays?
Present day, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Well, she sounds like a...
She's from the present.
She's from present day, Clay.
I'm not doing that joke again. You do one joke one time. Are we talking about Christmas?
Well, yeah. What'd you guys do down there,
you
Rod?
A California burrito down there, Rod?
Were you on the run, or you just wanted to go down there for fun?
I was just visiting Fred.
Oh.
On the run.
Yeah, so what did you guys do?
Did
you see any funny stuff?
I saw a guy falconing.
Cool.
He had a trained falcon, and he was having it fly around.
Oh, I was like down in Silver Lake, saw someone doggoning.
Well, and what do you call a person who does doggoning? A dogger?
Yeah, a dogger.
Not to confuse it with the LA Doggers.
This is a falconer.
Cool. Is it a falconer or a falconeer?
I'd say falconer.
Okay.
I think.
And so sounds did like the falcon
fucking falconer
slam around and
sounds like derogatory.
It was absolutely fucking slamming around.
Landed on the arm. Falcon,
landed on the arm.
Did it get a treat?
I think it got a bunch of treats.
What the hell? How I think I get
the guy
job?
The guy had like a little like slingshot thing, and he'd throw the treats out, and the falcon would just like zoom by and grab them.
That's nice.
Was this before or after your California burrito?
I don't think I got a California burrito.
Did you go to Sombreros?
Why didn't you just stay home then?
Sombreros?
Oh, it's a bitch.
I don't know what that is. This is my first time going to San Diego. I don't know.
It's a lyric from Blink-182.
Oh.
Wait, that's your first time going to San Diego?
I maybe went as like a little kid.
Rod, man, you're weird. You grew up in Hollywood.
I've been to San Diego like 4 times just to go.
Yeah. California kids are weird, though.
What do you mean?
Y'all don't explore your
How many
state.
Times did you go to San Francisco as a high schooler with you and your friends?
Probably never.
Like, yeah. This is a California thing.
Remember when we first moved here, we made all those friends who lived in the Valley and they had never been to Venice? That's just a California thing. They're not curious. On the weekends. It's fine, Rod. You're not curious.
It's not Rod. It's California.
You go to San Luis Obispo, you go to Santa Barbara.
Yeah, you just weren't taught right. Schools are weird or something.
You know how many times over, like, on a school day, we'd go to Atlanta?
Yeah. I think it's because in California, kids, all of them are grow up so rich that they don't have to go anywhere because they have mansions where they have indoor pools and they can get their maids to build them a mountain.
I've been to Rod's house.
That is true.
We would go up to the mountains.
I've been to Rod's house.
Yeah.
Technically, he doesn't have that stuff, but basically he has all that stuff.
Yeah, he has a person who can build a mountain. He has a person who has an inside pool.
We would go visit my great-grandma. She lived up in the mountains.
She lived in a mountain.
Well, that's what he called his indoor pool that he technically didn't have, but basically he had.
She had a pond in her backyard. She didn't have a
back door. He had a backdoor pool.
Backdoor
pool. Just like you said, he had a backdoor pool.
Yeah. Listen, Rod, prove me wrong, but feel free to prove me wrong, but all people who grow up in California are millionaire actors.
That are not curious about seeing a show in San Francisco just because you're in high school and you have a car.
Here's the thing, most bands...
Or for you, you had your Lamborghini.
Most bands... I had a Jeep.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I had a Jeep, yeah.
Okay, well, what were you going to say?
Most bands... They would go from L.A. and they would probably stop in either Ventura or San Luis Obispo.
You
just go see them there.
Having some Red Bull, seeing...
Basically, Rod just said his daddy and mommy would pay the band to come to his house to play for him.
No, that's not what would happen.
Right, Clay, am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong, dude. I fact-checked it just now. It gave you zero Pinocchios. There's a website that gives... articles, Pinocchios.
When you're a liar?
Yeah, when you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, if you get a bunch of Pinocchios.
And Trump had a billion.
That's why I didn't vote for him.
Trump got so many Pinocchios.
That's why he only got one vote out of me.
And that was in 2016.
I didn't say that. So, okay, we've actually done our time here, but I just want to stay on a little more. Let's just say, for the hell of it, your favorite band, Poison the Well, in high school.
Yeah? Talking to me?
Is playing in Slow.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But they're also playing in San Francisco, where you can bring, all San Francisco shows, you can bring in a bread bowl that you can't do in other places.
Yeah.
You weren't curious enough to see your favorite band?
You didn't want to go across that Golden Gate?
I don't know. We didn't have to, and we just didn't really do it.
Because of money, because of financial stuff.
Probably. I mean, I don't really remember anybody offering to drive, and I wouldn't want to drive.
Okay, how many times?
Well, because your butlers were busy.
All right, maybe I said the wrong thing.
What's up?
Maybe he didn't like to go north. Maybe he would go south. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe a couple times we went to L.A. We definitely wouldn't go to the Smell because we wouldn't know what it was.
Okay. Where would you go in L.A.?
Probably just like one of the bigger venues,
Rod would have a very distinct memory of doing this, but now it sounds like he's saying maybe we did.
Listen, Rod, we're not trying to shame you for growing up a rich child of actors.
And my parents are not actors.
They are. Oh, okay. Well, how do you Barrymore, Rod?
No, that's not.
Yeah,
no.
Rod.
When your mom goes to your school and says, Rod's a normal child. That's called acting.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't think my mom ever said that in her damn life.
Rod's a Barrymore.
I've always wondered, why is your last name Barrymore?
No, it's just Barry. Just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because your family changed it so that they could have their own career in showbiz.
Dad is from Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Yes.
Rod. There's no need to make things up.
Why would I make anything up?
I have you before. I don't know. Why don't you tell that to the warden?
I would not lie to the warden.
Okay.
Well. I feel like I would just...
Anyway, guys, listen. If you're listening to this podcast, you grew up in California, prove us wrong about everyone. Every person who's ever grown up in California is a child who's rich, whose parents are actors.
Or better yet,
in a mansion.
We know people that grew up in the Valley, mm-hmm. and this is a different thing. And I'm like, oh, what was like Hollywood like? And they would go, in like the 90s or whatever. And they go, I don't know, I never went.
Never once.
I was like, well, what was the beach like? I don't know. We didn't go.
Never went to the beach.
They would have to go to the beach.
No, there is, dude.
There were people that were like,
but like,
straight
you'd
up,
go to like Malibu, right? If you lived in the valley?
These California people are weird, dude.
Because, I mean, we'd go to the beach. We'd go to Pismo Beach. Grover Beach.
You never get in a fight with your mommy and daddy and just drive down the PCH?
Yeah. Yeah.
They tell you to clean your room once and you just go, I'm fucking out of here.
I'm like,
gang.
I'm getting the hell out.
They say, Rod, did you steal our toilet stuff again?
Rod, I'm out of here, Mom. Can you steal my toilet again?
I'm freaking out of here.
Back then, Rod used to think the toilet is what stored the poop.
Exactly.
So he would steal the toilet and go dig into it.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find some of that thick stuff.
Yeah, I gotta find the thick stuff.
Anywho, gang. Prove us wrong about this, because I think me and Witt are right.
About which part? The stuff I was
I
saying?
Don't know,
or the
dude, that Rod had an outdoor pool.
Rod had an outdoor, indoor pool, and he had a mountain in his house.
Prove us wrong about that.
And his daddy and mommy would pay Poison the Well to come straight to him.
Exactly.
Poison the Well performed at my house many times, so what?
Okay, truth's coming out.
All right, bye, gang.
Bye.